From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Egyptian army tanks and soldiers have moved into the main square in Cairo to separate opposing groups of demonstrators after a night of violent clashes there. Gunshots rang out, reverberating through the square. NPR's Eric Westervelt reports the Egyptian government says the clashes have left five people dead and more than 800 wounded.
A day of running street battles Wednesday with rocks, glass, and Molotov cocktails gave way to gunfire through much of the night. Witnesses say the fire came from pro-Mubarak factions on the edges of Tahrir Square. This morning inside the square, exhausted and battered demonstrators said they were determined to keep up the protests despite the sharp escalation in violence. Protester Hossam Saad.
We will not give up. They kill one, they kill two, they kill 100, 1,000. We will stay to the end because we cannot continue living our life like this with Mubarak.
Anti-government protesters said the Mubarak regime was behind the well-organized attacks. The Egyptian prime minister denied that. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Cairo.
In Milwaukee, front-end loaders are helping clear away the piles of snow left by the powerful winter storm that pounded much of the eastern half of the nation. The snow on rooftops and trees still poses a danger. Fire Marshal Al Santo Stefano watched as a brick building collapsed under the weight of snow in Middletown, Connecticut, just after workers fled the structure.
Things started happening quickly. Bricks started falling off the front of the building. They saw that things were going to get bad, so they took off, and as they did, the whole front of the building exploded out.
NPR's David Shaper says the impact of the storm has been felt over a wide area.
Record or near-record snowfall amounts were recorded from Oklahoma City to Chicago and beyond. The National Weather Service's Deputy Director, Laura Fergioni, says even though the worst of the precipitation is gone, bad weather remains.
Behind this system, there's cold air pouring south. Chicago is seeing wind gusts to 70 miles an hour, which is near hurricane storm winds.
Dropping temperatures to well below zero in Chicago and parts of the Midwest are posing a big problem to those who remain without power and heat. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.
The fierce cyclone that has blitzed northeastern Australia has damaged or destroyed hundreds of homes there. But Premier Anna Bligh of Queensland State says no one was killed or injured by the storm and that thousands who took refuge in shelters are safe.
We've had reports from every evacuation centre where we've seen no structural damage, and every one of the 10,500 people who spent a very distressed and uncomfortable night in those centres is safe and sound today.
Bligh says the cyclone has caused hundreds of millions of dollars in damage to crops in Australia. Work crews are using heavy equipment to cut through fallen trees and debris. Nearly 200,000 homes in the country are without electricity today. This is NPR News from Washington. Senate Democrats have defeated a proposal by Republicans to repeal the new health care law, but the GOP did manage to force a vote on the matter, and Republican Senator Dan Coats of Indiana says the effort to repeal the law will go on.
The health care plan that is now in place is fatally flawed and needs to be repealed so that we can start over with a much more cost-effective, efficient, affordable health care plan.
But Democratic Senator Tom Harkin of Iowa says Republicans have no better alternative to the health care law.
The Republican approach to health reform can be summed up in five words. Pray you don't get sick.
Another Democrat, Florida's Bill Nelson, says he'll introduce a measure urging the U.S. Supreme Court to settle the dispute over the constitutionality of the health care law as quickly as possible. The Obama administration says American businesses could save $40 billion a year by making commercial buildings more energy efficient. NPR's Scott Horsley reports the president will be highlighting those potential savings today during a visit to Pennsylvania.
Heating, cooling, and powering commercial buildings accounts for about one-fifth of all the energy used in the U.S. The Obama administration hopes to cut that consumption by 20% over the next decade with what the White House is calling its Better Building Initiative. The plan includes new tax incentives and new financing to help building owners retrofit their properties and a competition for state and local governments to update their building codes. The White House declined to put a price tag on its plan, but says details will be included in the president's budget later this month. The administration wants to offset the cost by cutting subsidies for fossil fuels. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
And I'm Craig Windham, NPR News, in Washington.